This is Jay Sekulow. Ask yourself this. Why would the Pentagon meet with someone that says Christians are the equivalent of Al-Qaeda?
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
We're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're fighting the Taliban. And we're turning our own military into that exact same thing.
Under the Obama administration, we have seen a Christian cleansing of the United States military. Mikey Weinstein, who is the head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, had a meeting at the Pentagon where he was urging them, the military, to enforce regulations that he believes would result in the court-martial of anyone proselytizing.
Your behavior and your attitude that matters. What you have inside belongs to you.
We assume that the military code of justice will take care of people who violate military law. Let's get on to the...
Not a good assumption, Bill. Not a good assumption.
No, so you
not
think the military is corrupt in that regard, Mr. Weinstein?
I do. This is something that we view as totally out of control, and this is why we've been fighting
right, so
long.
One thing is very clear, that under this administration, we have seen the Christian faith come under a significant attack.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm in the studio here in our media center with David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, and Judge Advocate General, Captain in the United States Military. John Schlitt, our good friend, is here with us in the studio as well. In Washington, D.C. is Jordan. And let's go right to Jordan first and get the latest on the outrageous statements being made by Mikey Weinstein and his Military Religious Freedom Foundation consulting with the Pentagon. Some of the military backed up a little bit, which is good, but not the Air Force. They're saying if someone's uncomfortable, that's grounds for discipline. Go ahead, Jordan. What's the latest?
That's right. Here's the Department of Defense. So this is the Pentagon. Quote, service members can share their faith, and they put evangelize in parentheses, but may not force unwanted, intrusive attempts to convert others of any faith or no faith to one's beliefs. Proselytizing. Now, that was from a Navy lieutenant commander, a Pentagon spokesman. So, again, service members can share their faith but not force unwanted intrusive attempts to convert others. I'm not sure evangelizing and proselytizing are that different of words.
Yep.
But I do think his key there from the Pentagon was, you know, if somebody says back off, you back off. I think that's what they're trying to get
at. Yeah, but
there.
You've got it.
But they're the Air Force. You
yep,
go to the Air Force.
Go.
Now, this is when you realize, you know, these branches do have some of their own sovereignty when they control kind of the inner workings, though the Department of Defense could come down on them harder. Quote, this is their spokesperson. When on duty or in an official capacity, Air Force members are free to express their personal religious beliefs as long as it doesn't make others feel uncomfortable. Now,
there's a problem because that is a completely subjective standard, and basically David French sets up nothing but censorship, and you're in the military. That standard is not constitutional.
Oh, absolutely unconstitutional, because you have no way of knowing when what you're saying is wrong. And the other thing is it singles out religious expression. There are lots of kinds of speech that can make someone feel uncomfortable, but the kind of speech that gets shut down is religious speech. So it singles out religious speech. It imposes a subjective standard.
All right, we're going to be back with your phone calls. We're already coming up on a break, folks. By the way, the word proselytize means advocate or promote a particular religious belief. That's what it means. That's evidently a federal offense in the United States military, at least some branches. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. The music you're hearing, by the way, is from our good friend John Schlitt. He'll be joining us right after the break. He has got a Kickstarter project up. We've got a link up on it on our Facebook page. It's going to be a great album coming out at the end of the year, so we encourage you to go there. And also, if you want to sign on to a petition, by the way, 24,000 of you in a day, pretty great. Do so at 1-877-989-2255, protecting real religious freedom in the military. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The music, John Schlitt, the song, Faith and Freedom.
There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Though the hardest heart of men try to lead us to an end, we may fall, still our hope remains. When the darkness turns to light, when the flames begin to die, through the smoke, the cross remains.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. The song The Cross Remains is another song of our good friend John Schlitt, who's in the studio with us. And by the way, to update you on that case, the Freedom From Religion Foundation lost that one. That cross is in the museum as planned and scheduled, and the atheists lost that one. By the way, Mikey Weinstein also has not won a single case and has called Christians the equivalent of Al-Qaeda, monsters, bloody monsters, bigots. He's called them the equivalent of the Taliban. And ask yourself this, why in the world is the state, the Pentagon meeting with this guy and using him to consult with on religious freedom? And he had some words with me. We've debated before. Here's a little sound from that.
I recently debated Pat Robertson's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, at the Air Force Academy. They were trying to get Ann Coulter to debate me. I think she wanted too much money. And I don't know whether that whether she actually believes the tripe that she says, or it's just been a good gig for her. I can tell you that the stories we have are legion, from admirals and generals that are pushing this stuff.
Yeah, okay, so that's not the only time he's used an expletive. Again, we've edited this one out, folks. We'll listen to number five.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die, someone will get a beating and I will administer it.
Okay, so this is a guy that's being consulted by the Pentagon. I mean, ask yourselves this question, folks, okay? And he's talking about Christians here. That's who he's talking about. So I'm gonna go to our good friend John Schlitt, who's just came back from overseas singing around the world as he does. Your reaction when you see this is just, and by the way, John, this is just a small sample of what this guy really does.
Okay, two thoughts. First of all, when you use language like that, it usually means you're hiding something. It's a weak way of bringing your point across. What a weak person. Boy, does he hate Christians. And on top of that, every time you hear somebody say, I don't believe in anything, that's a religion. So how dare he stands and said my religion's more important than yours?
Well, you know, Jordan, following up on what John just said and David too, the reality is, I mean, his hatred. I mean, we debated church-state separationists before. It's one thing, but Jordan, this guy, he does take it to a whole new level, And we need to keep saying
why is he not misogynistic? I mean, he uses that term to describe Christian evangelicals, misogynistic, so this kind of male dominance. And yet he can call Ann Coulter these names. You know, he can use those names to describe women. Again, this belief system that he has, as if it's okay for him to be offensive and compare people to the Taliban, when the truth is, even once he was pressed on it by Bill O'Reilly, and he was pressed by Bill O'Reilly, he had to admit. And see, this is why when you actually get these guys in public, when it's not just them spewing to their own followers, but when it's him having to admit it, now he still tries to backtrack. But when you admit the real extremism, take a listen to this. This is him on Bill O'Reilly asking about Islamic radicals. Let's listen by 20.
Would you say in the war on terror that militant Islam is our primary enemy?
I would say that absolutely. Salafi Wahhabist Islam, which is a small subsection of Islam itself, you know, not every Muslim, including fetuses inside a woman's Muslim woman's womb, are terrorists.
This guy, I'm going to say it, folks. Okay, he's not going to ever say anything negative about the radical jihadists. He covers, that's a small percentage. And yet he attacks the Christians in the military. Now, let me tell you what we're doing, folks. This military statement is not acceptable. And them consulting with Mikey Weinstein on this is ridiculous. So if you want to take action for real religious freedom in the military, we want you to sign on to this petition. You could do so at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And David, we also just sent out an email on that now, right? So what's the email talking about?
Well, we sent out an email that demands the U.S. military sever ties with this extremist. And we use that word properly. He is an extremist. It's almost like the military trying to convert to talk to Terry Jones, you know, the Quran-burning pastor, trying to talk to him about Islam. I mean, that's how extreme this guy is. And we're making a simple request: sever ties with anti-Christian extremists.
Well, here's the reason why. Let me play this. A soundbite now, number 17, talking about this is Mikey Weinstein talking about the late Jerry Falwell. This is, folks, outrageous.
The dead guy, Jerry Falwell, and I'm sorry, I'm very glad he's dead. I'm very sorry if anyone's upset about that.
So they disinvite Franklin Graham from speaking at the Pentagon's National Day of Prayer activity because they thought he was, quote, Islamophobic. But this guy's making fun of the deceased Christian leader, Jerry Falwell. And he's getting applause and getting an audience with the Pentagon. So the answer to this is no, you don't get that audience. So again, sign on to that petition at ACLJ.org. You pick up the phone right now at 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, you can simply go to ACLJ.org. 25,000 people have already done so, or call us at 877-989-2255. If you don't want to be compared to the Taliban as a Christian in the military, or if you got friends and family in the military, or just a U.S. citizen saying, I'm not going to have this guy tolerate my views, then just call 877-989-2255. John, how do you feel, just as an American citizen, you listen to this guy? I wish I had the camera in here today to show your facial expression. But this, I'm not even playing the really bad stuff, is the truth. We're not. How do you react?
He's disgusting. I tell you what, all I can think is, I wish we in the average citizen realized just how much of a battle we're going through. I still believe this is a Christian country. Since when are we the enemy? I still don't. And our enemy is getting all the front attention. And I don't hear our spokesmen except for you all. And then we're considered the extremist. Every time you make a statement for Christ, we're the extremist.
Yeah, we're the extreme. We're beyond. He's way beyond extremist, David. I mean, his language is, we're not just extremists. We're monsters who terrorize. We are bigots. We are stuck pigs. We are senseless and cowardly, squalling human monsters. That's what we are.
Pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers. I don't even know what that means.
Horrific hatred. We have horrific hatred. Yeah. The only horrific hatred I hear is coming from that guy's mouth.
Yeah, and Jordan, diehard enemies of the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at this too, and I'm going to state back to his statement on Islam, his cover-up. 90% of the world's mosque, 90%. Of the world's mosque. You know who their costs are paid for? A Wahhabi state, Saudi Arabia, 90%. So when he said in that comment that Wahhabi Salafi Islam is the problem, and that's a small percent, but 90% of the mosque in the world's budgets, the construction, are constructed by a country that adopted Wahhabi Islam. Also, where do you think Medina and Mecca are? controlled by Wahhabis. This is what Al-Azhar is in Egypt. This is what the Muslim Brotherhood is in Egypt. So not just Saudi Arabia. And, of course, he's ignoring the threat from radical Islam that comes out of the Shia world as well through Iran and Hezbollah.
Yeah, you think he's ever going to say anything against the Islamists? Like you said, Jordan, yesterday, he's such a tough guy. He's going to go after religious persecution and take them out wherever they are. Well, go over to Iran and help us get this pastor out of jail instead of spewing off your mouth about hatred of Christians in the military, David.
Oh, yeah, he's such a
big shot.
Such a tough guy. If he wants to go after intolerant religion, why don't you turn this kind of language onto the jihadists and see what happens? I mean, look, this guy says he's at war with 38 million Americans. These are the people he's labeled as dominionist evangelical Christians. That is utterly absurd. And I just can't get over the fact, look, there are cranks and crazy people who are out there in America. They're all over. But they don't get an audience with generals. They don't get quoted extensively by CNN, by Washington Post, by Harper's Magazine, by all the mainstream media. That's the core problem here. You've got an extremist who has got access to the highest avenues of power.
Well, you just said he's at a war. Listen to what he said, number 7.
I'm at war, and I stand before you tonight as a man at war with a gun smoke in my face. We are not at war with Christianity. We are at war. We're not at war with evangelical Christianity. We are at all. We are at war with a subset of evangelical Christianity that I mentioned before. It's this dominionist Christianity. How many? Roughly 12.6% of the American public, 38 million people.
Where is he coming up with this stuff? I mean, you know, is he the new Gallup poll survey from Mikey Weinstein? I mean, this is absurd.
And then at war with gun smoke in his face? I'm sorry, that's offensive to people who are actually at war with actual gun smoke in their face. What's he doing? He's appearing on CNN. Give me a break.
Yeah, go, folks, this is David's exactly right. He's talking about gun smoke in his face. Yeah, really? Go to ACLJ.org and have your voice heard to silence this guy's ability to be consulting with the Pentagon on religious freedom in the military. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The guy wants a war? Well, we don't call this a war. We call this legal action, which, by the way, he's filed legal actions. He's just never won them. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to silence the schoolyard bully, which is what Mikey Weinstein's acting like. I've debated this guy before. I don't know why he's acting like this, except he's getting pressed. But we've got to shut it down now, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. By the way, the music you're hearing from our friend John Schlitt, you go to our Facebook. He's got a brand new Kickstarter project out. Go there, support that project. Back with more in a minute.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
By the way, music today from our good friend John Schlitt, who's in our studio here with us, and he's got a brand new Kickstarter project out. If you go to our Facebook here at ACLJ or mine at Jay Sekulow, you can link right to it, and we encourage you to support that project. Mikey Weinstein went to speak at the UCLA Hammer Museum. He had a conversation with Jesus, basically. This is how he describes it. Let me play for you 25 and 26. Takes about a minute, folks. You need to listen to every word he said, then we're going to have you take action.
Let me give you their mindset. I'm going to take you into their mindset. I can do it in 90 seconds. It's as if I was sitting here at the Hammer Museum, and I run into unbelievably Jesus. He goes, Mikey, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, Jesus. And Jesus says, Mikey, listen, I need you to fall to your knees and accept me now, Jesus, as your sole Lord and Savior. Right now, fall to your knees, Mikey. Well, what do you mean, Jesus? No, look, Mikey, I know that you come from a monotheistic faith, but look, I'm going to tell you now that perhaps you've heard of John, my friend, and John 14:6 states that I'm the only truth, and he states it correctly, the only way and the only life, and no one gets to my Father, who, by the way, is also me. I'm also this third God called the Holy Spirit. No one gets to any of them, Mikey, unless they come through me. I respond, Jesus, look, I appreciate everything, but I mean, how much do I have to, can't we just be friends? Can't we just be chill? Why do I, you know, how much do I have to be with you? Well, thank you, Mikey. That would be Matthew 12:30. Because in Matthew 12:30, Matthew correctly states me as saying that those who are not with me are against me. Well, Jesus, I didn't say I was against you. I just said, I mean, how much do I have to be with you again? Well, Mikey, that would be Matthew 10:37. If you love your sons and daughters and your husbands and wives more than me, you're not worthy of me. Well, but Jesus, what are we here for?
So this guy's mocking this mock conversation with Jesus, and our Pentagon is meeting with him to get his view on religious freedom in the military. Why they disinvited a couple years ago to the National Day of Prayer, Franklin Graham. So David, you serve in the military. You're a judge advocate general. You've been in Iraq. Your reaction as a military man to this?
Well, let's be clear. He didn't just meet with any old PR person with
right.
the Pentagon. He met with, if the Washington Post is to be believed, several generals and a colonel. Do you know how important you have to be viewed to get a meeting with several generals and a colonel? Hardly anybody in the United States of America can get that kind of meeting, and yet this extremist bigot does. It's unbelievably disturbing.
Folks, what we want you to do is sign on to a petition that we want to get to 100,000. We're at about 25, 26,000 now. ACLJ.org, and basically tell the military, this is not the guy representing us. 1-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on that petition. John, in the break, you were saying that's part of the problem here. He meets with these leaders. It's as if he's representing us, and we've got to send out a counter message here.
He doesn't represent me.
No, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, the problem with us is a problem with the Christian faith, the Christian believers, is we've been silent for too long. Praise God we have folks like you all that are making a difference, that are going out and saying, no, I'm not accepting this anymore. I don't, as a citizen, I don't accept this anymore. I'm tired of watching the Christian faith being made fun of, being ignored, being not even listened to, and then we have these quacks going out and doing this kind of stuff in my name. I'm sorry, that ain't happening.
And our taxpayer dollars, people on our payroll meeting with this guy for advice. They're consulting with him as if he's got, you know, this. If you look what he said about Ann Coulter, you could disagree with Ann Coulter all you want, but using the expletive and then the military meeting with him, and he's making fun of this guy's making fun of us. It's outrageous. Let's take some phone calls. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Cindy in Texas on line 3. Cindy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cindy. Cindy, you got to turn the radio off if you're going to be on the air. You're on the air, so go ahead and speak. Nope. She's
all right.
Nope. Cindy's. Hey, folks, if you're listening to your radio, which I know some of you do during the broadcast, I get it. Turn it down when we call your name. All right. Who do we go to next?
Yep. Let's go to Francisco in Texas on line 5. Francisco, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Francisco.
Hi. Good morning. I just had a quick comment. I think I got a solution. All you gotta do is stop making a lot of noise and stop doing something. Start doing something. Those guys find a way to get into the highest ranks on the military. We can do the same. But
well, yeah, you can. Here's the thing, and this is the truth. And I'm going to go back to David on this, but he shouldn't have been there at all. I mean, this is not the guy that he's filed lawsuits against them, and he's lost every single suit. Yet they're meeting with him, which gives him credibility to go on media shows as if he's a real source.
Right, and we know already that the Pentagon won't even meet or allow within its doors people that it deems offensive. And we know who one of the people they deem offensive, Franklin Graham, for crying out loud. I mean, this is a man who's done more good for more people around the world than anyone, any of us would ever do in all of our lives. And they won't even let him darken the doors of the Pentagon for that.
Because they're embarrassed on what he says. All right, Jordan, let's grab another call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Jane in Massachusetts, line one. Jane, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you for all your work and everything. And I want to say that I listened to him, and I thought that he was despicable. And
yeah.
I didn't like what he had to say about comparing the Christians to the Crusaders of long time ago.
Right.
The Christians of today help out the Jewish people a whole lot, too, and he should get back to his God. I mean, really get back to his God.
Well, he's got this, let me tell you something. He's gone after Orthodox Jews, too, but nothing to the level he has against Christians. This is just, he has an anti-Christian, we call them the law, animus, bias. It's pronounced. Speaking of the Crusaders, here's what he said. Take a listen.
Chris Rada has a piece out that was written in the Huffington Post several years ago called The Top 10 Reasons We Look Like Crusaders to the People That We're Fighting. What that does is that enrages our Islamic allies, it emboldens our Islamic enemies, and it eviscerates the good order and morale and discipline in our own military. And it's exactly what our fear is. That, along with the fact of our nuclear weapons being lost under the control of these Dominionist Christians.
He's worried about Christians getting control, Jordan, of a nuclear weapon. He's not worried about the Islamists having it, but Christian, Dominionist Christians are going to destroy the world. Because you see a lot of terror attacks by these Dominionist Christians right now.
Well, and then under his definition, this is supposedly 12% of the population. So let's ignore the radical majority populations around the world who do cut people's heads off, who do kill our troops, who do support terrorism, who do finance one specific religious movement that is growing around the world and unifying around the world. Let's ignore that and focus on 12% of America. I mean, if your war is with 12% of America, you don't have a war. I mean, this is why it doesn't make sense. If he was persecuted, you couldn't spew this.
Well,
you couldn't spew this kind
of
language.
We have
but you can in America, right?
How do you feel, David, since you've been in harm's way serving our country, about if you worry about those Dominionist Christians getting those weapons of mass destruction?
You know, evangelical Christians, like me, have served downrange in Iraq and have risked their lives. And in some cases, I have friends, Christian friends, who died protecting innocent Muslim citizens in these countries. Died. And the idea that we're some kind of threat, that we're some kind of Taliban, it's unbelievable. And the only reason he can say it, you know why he can say it? Because we're not the Taliban.
Right.
If we were the Taliban, he would have been ended a long time ago.
Exactly right. John, very quickly here, as you've heard this, by the way, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you want to call us, 800-684-3110. But in about 20 seconds here, John, as you hear this, as a Christian that's been in the industry a long time, you've been out on the road, you're around these Christians. This guy is not only off base, but it is offensive.
Very offensive. I'm stand here and I'm disgusted. Easily see that this guy has got no idea what a real Christian is, and if he did, it wouldn't fit his agenda.
That's right.
He's getting a lot of attention, so he's manufacturing a Christian.
He's manufacturing a crisis too, folks. But the Pentagon is listening to him. We want that to end. No more meetings with Mikey Weinstein. Join that petition at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Music today by John Schlitt. We've got up on our Facebook your ability to support his great project going on to Kickstarter. We encourage you to do that. Back with more in a moment.
Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom. I'm talking about freedom.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about this whole issue of military religious freedom issues that are going on right now, and the consultation between the Pentagon and Mikey Weinstein, which we think is ridiculous. Here's one of his bites, number 16.
We're fighting Al-Qaeda, we're fighting the Taliban, and we're turning our own military into that exact same thing.
Yeah, really? I mean, you know David, I mean, I'm going back to you on this one, Dave, because you most recently served our country in Iraq. This is these statements. I know they're he's doing this for attention, but this is unbelievably outrageous.
You know, and I've said it before. I'll say it again. Look, our soldiers, including our evangelical Christian soldiers, the people he calls dominionists, a term I've barely even heard of.
Right.
They risk their lives to protect innocent Muslims every day. They lay down their lives for his freedom. For his freedom. And look, he's got the right to say what he's got to, you know, what he wants to say. But to meet with multiple generals and a colonel, unbelievable.
Yeah, Jordan, so you're up there in Washington right now. Why in the world would they? I mean, we've met with the Pentagon before on cases where we've actually had a case in controversy with a chaplain or with a military issue, and we met with them. He sued them. He's lost, but they're meeting with him because they're afraid.
This is classic Washington. It's because he's been accepted by the mainstream. And so you have this play off words. You can, you could share your faith, which would be evangelizing, but you can't try to convert anyone, which is proselytizing. Guess what? Evangelize does mean to convert, and proselytize does mean to share faith. It's the same word. I mean, you look it up at the thesaurus. So splitting hairs here, they're not even splitting the right hair.
Right.
And so, again, it's a standard that you cannot meet, which is exactly what he wants, Mikey Weinstein, because then you can't really figure out. These are case by case. The military keeps making that clear. Case by case, you have to go through each case because there's no way to read that and honestly know what the standard is. You can talk about it, but you can't be you can't make anyone feel uncomfortable. What does that mean, uncomfortable? I mean, what's the definition of comfortable? Is that a reasonable person standard would be comfortable with this? A subjective standard? He's a lawyer. He knows exactly what they're walking into here. But a lot of these military spokespeople are not.
Exactly.
And so they
right.
don't.
Yep. All right. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Who's next, Jordan?
Yep. Let's go to Shane in Arkansas, line 6. Shane, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, Jay, first of all, I want to say I thank the good Lord for someone like you that
thank you.
Stands up for Christian rights.
Thank you.
Second of all, I want to say that the Bible says that if my people shall humble themselves,
humble themselves and pray,
yeah,
seek my face, yes.
Okay, well, if the evangelical Christians would come together as one body and pray for the same thing, we would see a big turnaround.
Well, we've been saying that. You should constantly be praying for our leaders, even leaders you disagree with. That's part of our biblical mandate, but we've got to get together here. And the good news is this, Shane, they are. And we're just pushing back on an outrage. I'm going to play, let's play the outrage of the moment here. This is number 27, more of the conversation between Mikey Weinstein and Jesus. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mikey. That would be Matthew 10:34. Don't make the mistake of thinking that I came here to spread peace. I didn't come here to spread peace. I came here to spread the sword. But what do we get if we do this, Jesus? Well, Mikey, that's Matthew 3:36. Those who believe in me get never-ending life, and those who don't are pretty much screwed. I'm confused, Jesus. Don't be confused, Mikey. In the parable of the pounds, and here's the last one, in Luke 19:27, I'm correctly stated as when I tell the folks to go out among the people and bring back in front of me, Jesus, those who will not accept me, Jesus, as king over them and slaughter them.
Really? What Bible is that in? I mean, but the military, we're so afraid of Mikey Weinstein, we must meet with him and get his opinion because he has sued us and lost every single time. That would be great if I could file lawsuits, lose, and then get the meeting with the other side and get him to settle. That doesn't happen much, folks. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. You want to sign on that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Music today is by John Schlitt. He's got a great Kickstarter project out on our Facebook. You can go get information about it. We encourage you to support it. Back with more in a moment.
There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable, unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
John Schlitz just made an interesting comment during the break when we said we're going to play that bite. And let me play that bite again for everybody. This is Mikey Weinstein saying that he's in a war. He's in a war with the Christian version of the Taliban. But again, let's hear it in his own words.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
Yeah, John, so how do you react to that?
Why isn't he dead?
Because if we're the Taliban.
Absolutely. If we're the Taliban, he should be dead.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, David, what you said is right. We live in a free country that you as a soldier fight for, so he can spew the nonsense he spews.
Exactly. Mr. Tough Guy is picking a fight with the community that he knows is not going to do anything. Because why? Because we are peaceful. We want to debate. We want to disagree. We want to persuade. Whereas the actual Taliban want to behead. I mean, there's a pretty big difference between those two communities.
You think he's a tough guy? I mean, you really think he's a tough guy? Listen to number five. This is the tough guy.
Wherever I see unconstitutional religious persecution of any stripe on anyone, I don't care if I live or die. Someone will get a beating, and I will administer it.
I want Mr. Tough Guy, Jordan, to go over there and tell that to the Taliban, or maybe he should go over there and tell that to Ahmadinejad, since he, you know, where he see if he sees,
he can do that in New Mexico, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
in New Mexico,
you know,
right?
It's offensive to me. I think it's be offensive to a lot of people who know about persecution, not just Christians, but there are lots of other religious groups who are horribly persecuted because of their personal faith decision. Persecution is something we don't experience here in the United States. We don't get imprisoned. We don't get tortured. We don't get beaten. The state does not sanction that. The state does sanction that in other parts of the world, parts of the world where he wants to define as a minority. And yet, look on the map. It came out. The Washington Post actually put it out. And it's the religious top, you know, religious persecution in the world. And basically all but, I mean, maybe, I guess, China. Talking about the top offenders, China and Vietnam, the rest are all Islamic. I mean, you look at it, and then some of the concerned countries, there are places like Russia where we have an office, but they're not, they don't rise to the level of persecution because though there are court and legal issues, they are not cutting people's heads off because of their faith.
Exactly the difference that Mikey Weinstein refuses to understand. All right, we're going back and taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Evelyn, California, line 4. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hello, can you hear me?
We hear you great.
Yeah, okay. I am totally angered and offended by this. I have a couple comments. If the Christians have to shut up, then we better never hear anything from any other religion like Islam, Allah, and so forth, which won't happen, probably. But if they do, they must be treated with court-martial and treason just like they want to treat the Christians.
Yeah, I mean, there was a story out yesterday that, you know, if you violated these rules, you're subject to court-martial. Well, if you violate any military rule, you could be subject to court-martial. This is not so much – I'm not so worried about a court-martial here. I am – although there have been instances of real persecution of Christian officers in the military. I mean, Skip Ash has handled some of those for us. But the real issue is here that you got to ask yourself is, why in the world is the Pentagon meeting with this guy? I mean, the guy that said he's glad Jerry Falwell is dead. Let me play it for you again. This is Mikey Weinstein, and then the Pentagon invites him in. This is his words.
The dead guy, Jerry Falwell, and I'm sorry, I'm very glad he's dead. I'm very sorry if anyone's upset about that.
Then he makes the Jewish, the Jesus teddy bear issue. Here he goes talking about this isn't a Christian-Jewish issue. It's taking away the Jesus teddy bear, number 12.
This is not a Christian-Jewish issue, please. That's the way the people that I fight try to frame this. Mikey's taking our warm, you know, cuddly Jesus teddy bear away.
I mean, this guy is a blowhard. I mean, I've debated him before, and you know what? He's a blowhard. He plays such a tough guy. Meanwhile, he's never won a single case. Now, if I could do that, if I could file cases, lose, and then have the other side, because he's suing the military, say, please come in and consult with us. So I'm just going to let David, let's just start. We got lawyers all over the United States. Let's start filing lawsuits, lose, and then we'll make the other side meet with us.
Jay, this is an important moment. We've discovered you've had the wrong strategy
all along. I've had the wrong strategy. Winning is not a good idea.
Winning Supreme Court cases, not a good idea.
Nope, right.
Filing frivolous lawsuits to get thrown out on standing.
You get a meeting with the Pentagon.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe it's – yeah, there you go. So, you know, again, this – folks, it's outrageous, but we are responding to this. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. Our phone banks are full, but we're going to get to as many calls as we can. Who's next?
Back to the phones we go. We'll go for people who have been holding on the longest. Alan, California, line 2. Alan, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, thanks. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, I'm just quick question here. I'm just wondering on this thing, have you guys looked at the Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute and the chaplain's office of the chief of chaplains' response to this guy and to this the stories that have been coming out about this?
Yeah, I actually met with the chief of chaplains. It's been a number of years ago. One of the things that we're concerned about is some of the language coming out through their spokesmen and the people that are speaking on behalf of the Navy, for instance, will say one thing, which basically the Navy's position is there has to be coercion, and of course you're not allowed to do coercion anywhere in the military, but the unfortunately the Air Force is taking the position if someone is uncomfortable, that's basis for a reprimand. And David, uncomfortable is a completely subjective standard.
Yeah, absolutely. The word uncomfortable is an unconstitutional standard,
right?
In fact, because what it does is it conditions your free speech on someone else's completely subjective response. And you can't do that, and you can't single out...
Not in a free country.
Right. And you can't single out religious speech for that standard.
Right.
So you single out religious speech, and you put it under an impossible standard.
John, you and I have talked about this before. The fact of the matter is sometimes the message of the gospel will make people uncomfortable. But
absolutely.
We live in a free country, so that's part of the deal.
Yeah, welcome to free country.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you're hearing this, when you're, you know, experiencing it here in the studio, our blood pressure's up a little bit, and people are, you know, we're not real happy that the military's meeting with him. Just as John Schlitt, citizen. Not John Schlitt, you know, lead singer of Petra. John Schlitt, American citizen, grandfather. How do you react?
I'm a little scared. I'm scared. I'm scared that the armed forces that represent me, that protect me,
right,
as a citizen, is listening to this wacko, who, and they're making decisions on his advice, and his advice is hate everything Christian. Totally eliminate Christ out of anything, which is the main core of why this country has been so blessed
right.
Through its history. When did it come to a point where we're supposed to phase Christ out of everything, including our armed forces, that I still believe he protects?
Yeah, and the interesting thing here is, Jordan, you said this during the first segment of the broadcast, is why in the world would they meet with him? I mean, you're in Washington. What is this? I mean, you know, we got a meeting with the Pentagon a couple years ago because we actually had a legal issue that was a real issue, and they met with us, and they actually asked for the meeting because we were making statements on our radio broadcast where we were saying, with due respect to the military who we love, and we love the men and women serving and defending our country, no matter what their faith. If you're defending my freedom, thank you. But you cannot treat religious people as second-class citizens. We never use the word persecution. You know, Mikey Weinstein loves using the word persecution. But I'm asking you, in Washington, why in the world would they say no to Franklin Graham but yes to Mikey Weinstein? Jordan?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what makes no sense. Yes to Mikey Weinstein, they're getting all this heat. But no to Franklin Graham because of Mikey Weinstein and
right.
these groups. I mean, understand that. You're getting the military exposed here. For sometimes people think, oh, the military is outside of the political process. Remember, everyone, the Schedule C's, the people who get appointed by the president, that includes the Pentagon too. So, yeah, they appoint from sometimes within the military sides, the civilians from outside come in to manage. And again, folks, you get a direct, in fact, he talked about this, about how the Obama administration has been better. It's more secular. I know we played this, but again, the idea that we can have this kind of individual shouting from New Mexico and writing these rants, which even Daily Kos, which is pretty extreme to the left, said was intemperable. I mean, you know, just nasty and not being able to show, you know, control your emotions. That this will probably spell bad things for Military Religious Freedom Foundation and hurt their cause, the left's cause on this, the secularization cause. The truth is, Franklin Graham didn't get to speak at that National Day of Prayer event, and because of people like this, who these military leaders are more afraid of because they use language and rhetoric which is violent in nature.
Let me play number 13 and 14, two statements from Mikey Weinstein, and then we're going to have you take direct action.
Dominionist Christian will say nothing can constrain me from proselytizing my version of Christianity. And these people we find have several particular malodorous stenches about them. It's like walking into a ditch in my native state of New Mexico here on a hot August afternoon and having your nostrils assaulted by the stench of 10,000 rotting swine is so bad. The first stench is virulent misogyny. The fact that basically women should be consigned to selecting food, preparing food, cleaning up after meals, spreading their legs, getting pregnant, or raising children. The next one, Will, is virulent anti-Semitism. The next is virulent Islamophobia.
You know, this guy is, you know, repulsive, is what the word I'll use, repulsive. And I'm asking myself, gee, I'm in the Pentagon. All the people I'm going to meet, you want to meet somebody on church-state separation, meet Barry Lynn, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, you can have an honest debate. But why would you talk to this guy? ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org. It's the best way to sign the petition. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The music you're hearing today is from our good friend John Schlitt. He's working on a brand new project. It's part of a Kickstarter project. You can get information on it by going to our Facebook and click right over there. We encourage you to support John's newest project. A lot of the songs you're hearing today are directly related to the ACLJ. That's why we're playing them. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. There's an assault underway in America, and it's taking place inside our armed forces. The target, Christians, who are finding it more difficult than ever to express their religious beliefs. It's a growing problem, and it's getting worse, and here's why. One of the nation's most extreme anti-Christian activists is now providing advice to the Pentagon, consulting on how to shape military policy regarding religious tolerance. The advisor, Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities and pitiable unconstitutional carpetbaggers. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama and Defense Secretary Hagel. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I figured we'd play that, which was, by the way, John singing the lead on that, and that was our in-house band here at the ACLJ and J Seculo Live. That's also available on YouTube, and thousands of you have looked at that. I was playing the drums on that, but I figured Taxman would be appropriate today, although we're not in tax season, because we, the American people, the taxpayers of this country, are paying for that meeting with Mikey Weinstein and our representatives at the United States Pentagon. So take that. And that's why we're playing Taxman. All right, folks, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. We've got all our phone lines are jammed, so here's what we're going to do. We want you to go. We're going to try to get to everybody, so you got to talk quick, make your point, and then we're going to keep going here. So, Jordan, let's go in the order the folks have called.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with we'll start with Sandy in Wisconsin on line 5. Sandy, welcome to J Secchio Live.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, thank you. Real quickly, I was asking originally about what was the response of the military chaplaincy. And then the second part of my question or statement is, back when I was in, unit ministry teams were to provide for religious support for all soldiers.
Right.
And so, for example, if you had a chaplain providing a general Protestant service, but someone wanted to do a Wiccan, and this happened, wanted to do their Wiccan thing, we had to provide them that opportunity.
Correct. Military does allow that. That's why this whole idea that there's no religious freedom in the military is absurd. And, David, you could address this really quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Chaplains do a phenomenal job of supplying materials and support for all religions and all faiths in the military. I mean, we had that when I was in Iraq. We had one guy who was a Baptist, Southern Baptist preacher, who was our chaplain. And he supported a Wiccan soldier and did so very well. So that happens in the United States. We don't have a problem with persecution of minority religions in the United States military.
You know, Mikey Weinstein using the word persecution just is absurd. All right, Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones. We go now, and let's go to Cindy in Texas, line 3. Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Mike Weinstein. I just feel
Mikey, he goes by. Like, he won't go by Mike. It's Mikey, but go ahead.
At its finest. Some of the people in our country, some of our leaders are using their beliefs to try to deceive the entire country to change.
Well, he's not – look, you got to say Mikey Weinstein's not being deceptive. I mean, it's he's calling it like he sees it. I mean, John, that's one of the things that you got – you know, I don't agree with the guy. I think he's a bully, but he's saying what he thinks, and of course, he lives in a country that allows him to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea that, you know, all of a sudden you can't – you know, he's taking our freedoms, really, and turning them on its head. How do you react to that?
Well, how dare? How dare? It's like saying, okay, I believe in everything that you don't, but I have the freedom to do it.
Right.
So I don't want you to believe what you believe. I want you to believe what I believe.
Right.
Because my belief is more important.
And the price of that is if you don't agree with him, you become the terrorist, monster, pitiable, unconstitutional. You like that one. Carpetbaggers, hate group leader, extremist. Islamophobic. And he's certainly not Islamophobic because he's not going to say anything against radical jihadists, Jordan. We know that, all right? You pointed that out earlier. That's worth pointing out again. He will not – should we play that bite again? Because he will not answer that question with O'Reilly last night.
No, I mean, it's absolutely true. When he's asked about is our real, you know, threat the war on terror, militant Islam, let's play it by 20.
Would you say in the war on terror that – militant Islam is our primary enemy?
I would say that absolutely. Salafi Wahhabist Islam, which is a small subsection of Islam itself. You know, not every Muslim, including fetuses inside a woman's woman's womb.
See, this is what he does. Including fetuses inside a woman's womb, which I'm sure he's in favor of abortion, too. So, I mean, you know, this is his hyperbole, folks, to not answer the question. But again, it's a free country, so he gets to spew it. But you know what happens? We don't have to pay for it. And we don't have to have our Pentagon leaders opening up the Pentagon to this guy. I mean, I'm trying to envision Mikey Weinstein, who served in the military, and I appreciate his service to our country, walking in the Pentagon And why doesn't he rattle off this nonsense that he says? Why doesn't he? Let's take a for instance here. Let's take number 15.
What we're seeing is the draconian specter of command influence, specifically in the AOR, which is how our Pentagon describes Iraq and Afghanistan, the area of responsibility. Fundamentalist Christians that are praying, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y, on non-fundamentalist Christian brothers and sisters, saying, you know what? You may have thought that you were a Christian, but you're not quite Christian enough for us, and as a result, you will burn eternally in the fires of hell.
Do you really think, and David, you'd served in Iraq, do you think that was the conversation you were having with your fellow soldiers, and you are an evangelical, in his view, that would be part of the problem here?
Yeah, I guess I'm a dominionist, according to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know exactly what he's talking about, but I'm in that population he's attacking, and, you know, I never even heard of a conversation like that happening in an entire year on our forward operating base. Never even heard of it. But, you know, he says he's so tough, but think about what he's really saying here. He's trying to protect people from conversations they might not like. How weak is that?
Well, because he has this view that somehow these military men and women can't have a conversation, Jordan. We talked about that yesterday. As if they, you know, if they have a conversation about something they disagree with, the whole military order and command's going to fall apart.
That's right. I mean, and this is, again, it's an example of showing how one angry person, okay, who says horrible things about people, as long as those people aren't Muslims or gay or a racial group, then you can say whatever you want about them and be praised by the mainstream establishment. Now, if they were gay, you would be, I mean, it'd be like a hate crime. You would be, you know, cast aside. You would be Westboro Baptist Church if you were doing that. If they were black or if they were Hispanic, you'd be a racist and you'd be treated like the KKK or neo-Nazis, rightly so. If they were Muslims, you'd be Islamophobic and you may be facing real death threats. I mean, not even threats. I mean, if you said the kind of stuff he's saying, this is it'd be infuriating. Why does he mock having a conversation with Muhammad? How about he draws a picture of Muhammad in his conversation with him? Try that out. I mean, that's the difference between us who think, you know, this is ridiculous and we shouldn't let these people have the influence that they have not, they don't deserve because they don't represent anyone, to other different, you know, different groups, but also because our society tolerates the bigots of anti-Christianity, and that's what they are. They use all these terms about us, but they're the ones filled with hate.
Yeah,
they're the ones saying they're going to beat people up. I mean, what is it, like a child? And he sounds like a child. You listen to him; he's an adult man who sounds like a little boy complaining.
Yeah, let me get to Jesse really quick here from Kansas. Jesse, go ahead. Line 6, you're on the air.
And God bless you.
Thanks.
I was commenting on just what you just said. If he was saying all that stuff about Muslims or gays or anybody else, it would be considered a hate crime.
And you're absolutely correct, but he thinks he gets away with it with impunity because Christians aren't going to do anything. Well, what we're saying, we're not going to go after him personally. We don't do that. We're not threatening him. We're not going to say we're going to get in a fight with you, Mikey Weinstein. What we're saying is, you know what, him meeting with the Pentagon, not such a great idea. If you'd want to join us in that fight, by the way, almost 20, with phone calls, almost 30,000 of you have in a day, go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also tell you this. John Schlitt's been our guest in here. John, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about, very quickly here, you've got a brand new CD project you're working on, Kickstarter, mm-hmm. Christmas album.
Christmas album, yeah. A Christmas
never
album.
Done one before.
Never done, in the 40 years I've been in music, never done a Christmas album. Really felt, especially like this last season, I should have been part of it. And Kickstarter is a fantastic way to do it.
All right, folks, we got information about that Kickstarter. I'm sure if you go to Kickstarter and put in John Schlitt's name, you'll get it there. We also have a link on our Facebook page. Support that project. We'll be talking more about it in the next month. We really appreciate John. He's done a lot of good music for us. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. This song by John Schlitt, Faith and Freedom.
Mikey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian, anti-faith activist who refers to Christians as monstrosities. This is the advisor the U.S. military is turning to for input on shaping policy for religious tolerance in the military. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and send a powerful message to President Obama. Protect the rights of Christians in the military. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.